Thank you. Lord. Hallelujah. anybody like you, Lord? No, not in all the earth. I praise you, Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. I worship you. You are holy. Somebody say build yourself up with songs, hymns, spiritual songs. Thank you. say, blessed be Jesus. Why don't you find somebody and just give them a hug this morning? Is that all right? Take care of a prayer request or something. Thank you. I'm happy because I'm having a good day. Look around at him, let him just smile at him. Somebody say, yeah! If you're happy and you know it, say amen. Amen. If you're happy and you know it, say amen. Amen. If you're happy and you know it, you ought to have joy and show it. If you're happy and you know it,
you what, there were times we could barely hold our head up high, huh? But look at somebody say, something good going on around here. If you're happy, woo, well, this joy that I have, the world did give it to me. This joy that I have, the world did give it to me. This joy that I have,
Holy Ghost,
the world did give it to me.
The world did give it, the world can take it. Turn it off now, I want to hear.
This joy that I have, the world did give it to me.
There you go. Just sit down and keep going, Chris.
Somebody say, God's got a way. Say, God's got a way that you can't go over. God's got a way that you can't go under. God's got a way.
that you can't go around. You must come in at the door. Well, God's got a way that you can't go over.
It's the Holy Ghost.
God's got a way, and you can't go under. God's got a way that you can't get around. You must come in at the door. Somebody say, Holy Ghost.
Somebody say, Holy Ghost. I tell you what, y'all.
My.
For us.
Hey, say Jesus, getting us ready for that great day. Jesus, getting us ready for that great day. Say Jesus is getting us ready for that great day.
Blessed be Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to talk to you what we were going to talk to you about tonight. We'll just give you the scripture of it. Is that all right? Somebody say hallelujah. God has a plan, and we'll flow with it. Somebody say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say praise the Father. Praise your Father. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and all of our mind. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. You might as well go to Matthew's Gospel. Jesse, could you give me my, I believe I have it here. Hallelujah. What's all this stuff about this morning on Sunday morning? We're supposed to be sedate. Amen. Or sedity on Sunday morning, right? Glory to God. God's been dealing with me on the end and preparing for the end. Amen. God wants us all to be ready. Amen. And there are several things that we've got to do in order to be ready. Okay? And in light of this morning's service, we had some other things that we're going to be speaking to you about this morning about being ready. And tonight's message, amen, I think would be more appropriate. Amen. For this morning. Is that all right? So I'm just going to read you the scripture of it, not give you the full. Well, I can't say that because I don't know what the Holy Ghost will do. Amen. But I know you'll be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we love you with all of our soul, with all of our heart, and all of our mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just pray. Maxine, would you stand and bless this morning's word? Hallelujah. say, be ye also ready. Look at somebody and say, be ready. Say it one more time. Be ready. Now, who did Jesus tell to be ready? Who was he speaking to when he said, be ready? Saints and disciples. My. Matthew, let's go to Matthew chapter 24. Verse 44. So many people get this out of sync and get this out of whack. And we think being ready is just being saved. You can be saved and yet not ready. Wow. Say, praise God. He told this to disciples. People think be ye also ready just doesn't mean you should be in a bar when Jesus comes. Somebody say it means a lot more than that. Amen. He didn't teach this message in the bar, so that's not what he was talking about. He didn't teach his message on the street. He taught this message to the disciples and to saints. To those that were already listening and already in the house. So he can speak the same thing to us this morning. Somebody say, be ready. Be ye also ready. Look at somebody, are you ready? And we said, oh, Jesus is getting us ready for that great day. Who shall be able to stand? Amen. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think the Son of Man comes. Glory to God. Jesus is coming. Are you ready? Jesus is coming. Are you ready? And one thing that you need have together, we're going to talk about some other things this morning, some other things that you need to be practicing, amen, the condition and the state that one needs to be in at the coming of Jesus, amen. And the state is not just having said a sinner's prayer 30 years ago, amen, not just having go to church once a week, amen. There's a state and there's a condition. Somebody say, praise the Lord. That we should be in, that Jesus calls ready. So say, don't come with your stuff hanging all out when Jesus shows up. Amen. There is preparation for the coming of our God. That's what the sanctified life about. That's what the Christian life is about. And that's what this life of God is all about. Amen. It's about being ready for Jesus. One thing that we need to do, Matthew chapter 25. Verse 1. Why did we have this morning where we were just acting so crazy and having some fun this morning? That's one of the things that we need to be in when Jesus comes. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. You know, 5 is a number of grace. You know, 5 is, whenever that you hear the word, whenever you see 5, it always represents some type of grace or some type of gifting or some type of benefit that we should be receiving. Amen? But 5 of them were wise and 5 of them were foolish. How many of them were virgins? So we can take that, you know, the only ones that's whiter than snow today and pure today are the saints, are those that accepted Jesus Christ in their life and Jesus has done a work in their life. Many people also misinterpret this scripture to say, listen, the 5, 1, 5 represented unsaved people and the other 5 represented the saved ones. No, they were all virgins and they were all waiting. Okay? They were all, amen, virgins to be married to the bridegroom. So we say they were all Christians. This represents saved folk. Amen? People that shouldn't be doing something. Amen? And we read these parables all the time. We want to preach a little evangelistic message. Amen? But the evangelistic message is repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That's what they do. Amen? The message to the church is even Jesus is coming back. You need to get ready too. Somebody say, praise the Lord. We all need to be prepared. Amen. We want to sit all secure. You know, Jesus is coming back. We think we got all of our stuff together. We want to sit all, you know, sit all happy and laid back. One day I'm getting out of here. Well, Jesus didn't teach his disciples that, amen? If you really believe Jesus is coming, you would be preparing. You would get your house in order, amen? Get your life together, amen? Figure out how you want to live and live that way. So these 10 virgins, amen? But the one, listen, in verse 3, they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Somebody say, a lamp with no oil. There are a lot of lamps around here. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Amen. But the lighthouse is very dark and dreary. Amen. You know that Jesus wants us to be the light of the world, not darkness. Amen. That we're to shine with the glory of God and the presence of God. Well, the foolish people took their lamps. Amen. What is the lamp? The lamp represents the vessel. You are a vessel. You are a vessel that is to house something. But they didn't put any oil inside of their lamps. Somebody say the anointing. That oil represents the anointing and the manifest presence of God in their life. Somebody say hallelujah. You'd say it, we wouldn't have to ask you. But the wise took oil in their lamp, in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all did what? Slumbered and slept. Looks like the bridegroom. You know, Jesus is the bridegroom that is soon to come and return. Amen? And at midnight there was a cry made. And behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. So say, it's midnight hour now. And there's a cry being made. Jesus is coming. Get out there and meet him. Somebody say, don't be sleeping when the bridegroom comes. Amen. The message is, get out there where he's going to be manifest and meet him as he comes. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. I believe this is the manifestation that we're going to see in the last days. Amen. You better jump in while it's good to get in. Amen. You get into the flow while there's chance to get into a flow. Somebody say praise God. There are graces of God. There are certain graces and certain anointings that you need to jump on while it is in manifestation. This joy that we experience, this joy that we live in, amen. Do you know how many people just won't experience? Do you think that it will always be there? Amen. But there is a grace for all things. There's an anointing on certain things. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And some people stick their nose up on things and stick their faces up on things and take it lightly when it's available. And the time that they need it the most, it won't be there for them. Saints, you say, I'm going to wave my hand while I have a chance to wave my hand. Amen. You know, there are a lot of people that would love to wave holy hands this morning. Amen. But don't have the opportunity to do those things. When Jesus is coming, you need to be full of this presence of God and full of the Spirit of God. Somebody say, amen. You're going to want to get it. They were probably the ones that were talking about everybody else that had it. It doesn't make any sense for them to be acting like that, dancing around, acting crazy, and speaking in tongues. You can make it without it. See, we're all virgins, and we don't have any oil in our life. There'll come a day when they'll be wanting this joy, wanting this peace, wanting this manifestation of the Spirit that you have, that you do possess. Because Jesus is coming back, and you must have the lamp. Somebody say, you've got to be, you must be filled. Do you hear what I'm saying? We all just do things our own way. No, you must be filled. There must be oil in the lamp. And oil represents anointing. There's got to be an anointing on your life when Jesus comes back. Searching for it wasn't just good enough. You had to have it in possession. They all had good intentions when the bridegroom came. They were asking, give us this oil. Give us this oil. Give it to me now. Now I want it. Now I want it because I know I need it. Don't put off tomorrow what you know you should do today. Jesus is coming back for a church without spot nor wrinkle. Amen. That's on fire for God. Amen. You've got to have an anointing on your life, and the anointing of God does something. Amen. We talked on Friday night. Well, who's going to be raptured? The church. Why? Because it's causing so much havoc on the devil's kingdom. And the Antichrist will never be able to do what it has to do. Amen. With the church of Jesus Christ in authority and in power. It can't happen. Amen. Healing will always be available to the saints when we believe God by faith and in prayer. Somebody say amen. Well, how is the devil going to be able to afflict the saints, amen, in the last day with the church there and saving prayer and grace? Well, the Holy Ghost won't be around when the Antichrist is in full manifestation. But Jesus told us, he said, lo, I'll be with you always and forever. I'll never leave you, amen. The spirit that you got on the inside of you ain't going nowhere. Somebody say, praise God. It's in you forever. And when God calls his spirit up from the earth, guess what? If you're wrapped up in the spirit of God, you're going to be caught up. I believe that's what the rapture is all about. Amen. Glory to God, because there'll be people that are getting saved after the rapture. Did you know that? People will still have the opportunity to get saved after the rapture. But you know what I believe the rapture truly is? I believe it's God pulling his spirit up out of the earth. Amen. Pulling that thing that people have rejected. Amen. And refused to have in their life. Just whipping it out. Amen. And whatever's trapped up with it, wrapped up with it, will go with it. Amen. And whatever is not, will stay. Study your own Bible and figure it out. Am I saying you got to have the Holy Ghost to be saved? Am I saying you got to have the Holy Ghost to be saved? I don't know. You work it out. Try it. Amen. Try to get to heaven. I'm not going to tell you one way or the other. But I know that it's the Spirit of God that he will call upon the last day. Somebody say, praise God. If you're no threat to the enemy, no threat to the kingdom of darkness, amen, you can hang here. Those that are dangerous to the kingdom of darkness and to the plan of the devil, amen, are those that God will pull away. Somebody say, praise God. Those that are in the way of what the devil wants to do with their prayers, amen, with their anointing, with their works, with their deeds. Somebody say, amen. They'll be called away, amen. And those that are just in the way of things, period, will remain. So he said, you must have oil in your lamps. I have this note in my Bible. I don't know why I have it in my Bible, but I believe it. Amen. Maybe we'll catch it a little bit later. It said that these virgins are intercessors. So say intercessors. Intercessors waiting for the coming of the King. But you must wait with the Spirit of God on the inside. Amen. The foolish said unto the wise, give us your oil, for our lamps are gone up. And the wise answered and saying, not so, lest there be none, not enough for us and for you. Go ye out rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. So say, get it for yourself. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they were ready and went in to him that to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, what do they call him? What do they call him? Lord, Lord, open to us. And he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Isn't that hard? Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. So say, Jesus is coming. Amen. Now, if he doesn't know you in the manifestation of the Spirit, he's not going to know you in the last day. Everybody looked at me like I'm crazy this morning. People think, well, then I'll get to see Jesus face to face. You know, people sing their song, one of these days I'm going to be with Jesus and see him face to face, because I ain't seen him in a long time. Well, if you know Jesus today, amen, when you walk with Jesus and talk with Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost, somebody say amen. When you're known of God and God knows you and you know God, amen, by the Holy Ghost. The only way that we can know Jesus Christ is by the teaching and the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. It is the Holy Spirit that leads us and teaches us of Jesus Christ. It's the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost within us, that teaches us which way we should go. You will never know Jesus Christ the way that Jesus Christ wants you to know him unless the Holy Ghost, somebody say praise God, comes in, amen, and brings you to him. It's the wooing of the Spirit that prepares us, that makes us known. Somebody say amen. By praying for us. Amen. With song, with groanings and utterance that, amen, that we don't even know ourselves, but it's the Spirit of God in us. Amen. If he didn't know you when you were down here in the last, they don't think you're going to be known. Somebody say praise God. But if he knows you down here, of course he knows you.
Of course, he knows everybody. He knows everybody. He knows the number of hairs on your head and all these other things. But what is he talking about? He's talking about those that were known in intimacy by the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Ghost and with the Spirit of God in prayer. Amen. And under the anointing of the Spirit. Amen. I'm not looking. The rapture for me is not a day when I'm looking to see, amen, the fairy tale book open up. And amen. Then the prince in shining armor comes out of the book. Amen. I know Jesus. I walk with Jesus. Amen. He will be even more manifest. Amen. But he's manifest in my life right now. Glory. Somebody say amen. Amen. The last day is not a day when he proves his existence. I know he's real. Already. All my doubts are secure. Amen. I don't have any. Amen. Glory. I got the Holy Ghost on the inside of me that cries out, Abba, Father. Wherefore we know. Somebody say know. That we are sons of God. How do we know about that we are sons of God? By the Spirit of Christ that abides on the inside of us that cries out, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. It's the Holy Ghost that gets us ready to go. Somebody say, you must be filled. Say it again. You must be filled. Oil in Scripture has never represented, it said, the oil of thy salvation, all those other things. But oil always represents anointing. Okay, it was not water that they had to get in the form of baptism, okay? It was oil. So they say, you must be saved and full. Say it one more time. Saved and full. Full doesn't mean having had an experience. Full doesn't mean at one time, you know, they prayed for me 30 years ago, amen, and I had a manifestation of God and I did one thing back then, amen. Full means you are being full. You are being filled. Somebody say, it is present tense. The infilling of the Spirit of God is present tense. When Jesus fills you, he never stops. From the day you start, the day that initial thing happened to you, it never stops. He wants to fill you right now. He wants to fill you right now. Amen. And it's the stuff that he's trying to fill you with, which is himself, his presence, his spirit, his anointing. Amen. It's that what is God. That's what God's going to call up on the last day. Somebody say the anointing. Oil. That makes a difference. Somebody say his bride has a lamp that's trimmed and burning. One prophet said, it's like fire shut up inside my bones. His bride has a lamp that is trimmed and burning. If you want to be ready in the last day, have your lamps burning. Some say, I don't have time to be cold. I don't have time to be dry and washed out. I want to be full of the Holy Ghost. Jesus is coming. Somebody say amen. We get these little ideas that Jesus is coming just to get us from our bad days. He's already delivered you from your bad day. Somebody say praise God. Why don't you say, did you get that today? Is that kind of crazy for you? One thing in order to be ready. And this is the Spirit of the Holy Spirit that has me talking about these things in these last series. Don't miss tonight, amen, in order to be ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We all are under the thinking that, you know, he's a long way off. He's a long way off in his coming. You know, they've been saying that for years. Jesus is coming. Amen. Jesus is coming. And it's hard for us to even conceive that really it is. If I say we're going to be prosperous, it would be easy for us to receive that, amen, because we've seen that at times. You know, we've seen seasons of it and stages of it. If I say you can be healed, we all receive that, amen, because, you know, those are things that we've seen. We have faith in those things. We have a lot of faith to exist here on earth, amen, but we need to develop our faith in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. And there's only one way that we will develop our faith in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is how do we develop our faith? Comes by doing what? Hearing. And hearing by the word of God. I will not stop teaching. I will not stop preaching. We all need to teach and preach the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That our faith That our faith, amen, that our faith would be strong, amen, and our faith would be backed up with action, amen, that we would be motivated by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is not evident in the life of the church today, amen, but we need to get it that way. We need to get it that way. Somebody say, glory to God. We have faith in tithing. We have faith in all of these other things. But God's speaking to my heart right now. We need to develop the faith of the saints in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't worry about it right now. We might not all be getting excited because we haven't heard enough about it. To be watchful. Amen? I'm going to say, look out. So I'm going to say, look out. The King is coming. Don't worry about how you feel right now. No marriage thing is falling on dead ears. Amen. I'll preach it. I'll preach it. I'll preach it. I'll preach it to where when you hear a thunderbolt in the sky, you'll look up and say, is that him? Somebody say, praise God. I grew up in a church, amen. They taught the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ so strong. On bad storms, we were calling each other up, trying to find the holiest one. Are you still there? Okay, I guess I'm all right. I'm serious. Somebody say, praise God. We're going to be called away. We shall be changed in one moment, in a twinkling of an eye. We're getting out of here. It's hard for us to believe this is because it's beyond our mentality. This will happen. One day there's just going to be clothes on the floor. And the saints will be gone. And those that were left. The building will still be here. Somebody say, praise God. I ain't taking no keyboards, no computers. You can have the chairs. Amen. You can elect a board. Amen. And find out what you're going to do next. Amen. Everybody that thinks they're going ain't going. Amen. It's not what you think. Amen. Thinking doesn't do anything. Amen. It's what you do. Amen. We're saved by grace. We are saved by grace. You will be saved. Do you hear what I'm saying? But your faith. Saved by grace, but through what? What are we saved by? Grace through faith. If you want to have some grace, and you want grace to do anything for you, put some faith with it. Faith, amen, without works is what? Dead. Say, I will develop my faith concerning the return of Jesus Christ. That I will not be left, but I'll be called away. And not just called away, but I'll be ready. I'm not going to be one of those going on vacation with no money. Why don't you stand right where you are? Why don't you pray right now? Somebody, ooh, it's so good to labor for the kingdom of God and to make investments for what's about to happen. We got to work while it's still day. Somebody say, glory to God. You got to find out what the anointing of God wants to do in you and get into the Spirit of God and do it. Hallelujah. Say, thank you, Jesus. Father God, right now. Hallelujah. Said, encourage yourself. Encourage yourself speaking on the return of Jesus Christ. The King is coming. Get ready. And we need to say that to one another when people start acting crazy. We don't got no time for that. Don't you know Jesus is coming? Amen. Amen. I don't got time to go on another trip. Amen. Amen. Jesus is coming. We're going to find out tonight that there were several people in the field. Two people in the field. One person out there in the field. Another person in the field. One gets taken and the other left. We need to read the Bible. Read it yourself. And don't read it with my interpretation, but read the Word of God yourself and get rid of all the lies that people have told you about things. They've made it so easy and so wrong and so religious. You just say this prayer, and then one day Jesus is coming, no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing, you're going to go for it. You tell that to those virgins. Hallelujah. It's time to sow this morning. Somebody say praise God. Hallelujah. It's good this morning. I had a wonderful time with you people this morning. Hallelujah. We're going to have an even better time tonight. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. That's why we constantly, as we're getting ready for this offering, that's why we constantly need to be yielding to the Holy Ghost. The only way to be ready is to be doing what the Holy Ghost wants you to be doing. Amen? Not what I tell you to do. Somebody say, praise God. Dalton's got that coin jug. Hallelujah. Woo. Everything that you feel led to do by the Holy Spirit is a way. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. How many are excited about the coming of Jesus? Amen. How many are glad that you were challenged in this area? Challenged in this area, and we want to get rid of this thinking. I mean, we've made things so complex. Really, I was just thinking about faith and all the things we have to do here. We need to hang up on that. Even if the Pope is getting ready, do you hear me? You can look at Newsweek and find out what's going on around the world. They know that something's about to happen. One mighty man of God that we know, Brother Hagin. I know people, listen, that's a prophet of the Most High God. I'm believing. You know, it's not scripture what he speaks, amen, but I believe some things. And that man's living, got the whole group with that. Brother Marty was in my house, and they have a desire to labor with all of their heart. You know, and they're very busy about it. And they watch what they say, watch what they do. They say, you better be careful. I said, why? Jesus is coming. I said, what? You know, we all know that he's coming, but there's desire there. Because they said this man had a visitation from God. Did you know that? Did you know that? Brother Hagin, this joy that we experienced, it didn't just start with Brother Rodney. Did you know that? Brother Hagin was flowing with it way back in the early 60s, some of it. But his last move, he used to teach. He was a teacher of faith. And God came to him and said, I want you to teach my people faith. Amen? Then God visited him again. Jesus visited him again. And Jesus told him, I said, you've taught the people faith. Now I've got another assignment for you. I want you to teach them how to the move of the Spirit. I want you to teach them the move of the Spirit. He said, because I'm coming. And I will appear in your lifetime. Anybody see how old Brother Hagin is? No, way up there. Amen. Do you hear what I'm saying? The Lord told the brother. He didn't tell him when he was coming. Nobody knows the day nor the hour. But this man, I mean, this man crazy enough to believe God. He said God told him, you will see me return. That's why he hadn't retired. If he gonna see him return, amen. Not unless you're a real bad driver, amen. Don't watch both ways before you cross the street. You'll return, you'll see him return too. I really believe that you will see the return of Jesus Christ. Do you? Let's bless this offering this morning. Father God, we thank you for Nations Church. We thank you for the kingdom of God. Lord, we thank you for your grace, for your mercy. Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit would be evident in our lives. Father God, we ask you to bless this offering. Father God, may it meet the needs of this house and many others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless every giver in Jesus' name. And we curse every devourer right now in the name of Jesus and every thief in Jesus' name. Lord, deliver your people, Father God, and set them free to prosper and be all that you want them to be in this final day and in this final hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. No, even though it's 12:36, is that the correct time? Hallelujah. 12:37, after you sow this offering, have a cup of coffee and then go home. It's not going to kill you to 10, 15 minutes to tell somebody you love them. Is that all right? We will be doing prayer requests. Is that okay, Maxine? That way you can really, if you haven't got a prayer request, get one of those prayer request forms, fill it out, hand it in to Maxine, and then receive one from Maxine, and we'll do it over the coffee bar hour. Please come back tonight. Today, all day long, is the Lord's day. Amen? So don't miss church tonight. Be blessed. Put on some good music. Amen. And make a difference in the fellowship hour. Yes, precious. Go ahead. And I got one.